talked about family. We've talked about having sex with her.
Hi, John.
I'm just interrupting to instill some fear and to humiliate Bob here.
Okay. Say, John, while you're here, can I pop by your office, say, around 5-ish to kiss your ass and tell it to soda crack away?
Sure. Bill, do you want to shove your tongue up my ass and give it a few twirls?
Absolutely. I'd give you a hand job in a stationary closet if it meant a good review.
Great. Well, carry on, you overpaid jackasses.
Go to hell.
Well, sorry to be demeaned in front of you. As I was saying, I've tried to cram as many ideas as I can into this brief because I'm really too weak and too stupid to make a decision.
So let me ask a question in order to give the illusion that I actually give a shit.
Yeah.
What we're trying to communicate here really is near parody performance.
Right.
Okay. Now, this is a term that is used as a blatant attempt to mislead consumers because we're really too cheap to improve our product's formulation.
Yes, we are. So, Bob, I'm trying to act like I'm making a contribution when clearly my role is ill-defined and unnecessary.
No, that sounds good, Farcatcher.
Awkward, uncomfortable drink with a client, anyone?
Well, I'd love to, but I have to go snort cocaine off stripper's tits.
Thanks, but I'd rather be burned alive.
So basically, I thought the best approach would be to repeat exactly what you told me in the first call and shuffle the words around a bit.
Wow. If I wasn't such a fucking hack, I'd resent that thinly veiled kowtowing. Do you have anything original to say at all?
Original? No. But I will make references to German expressionism, use meaningless terms like edgy, and suggest a disgustingly overused blue-green transfer look. I would have mentioned swing and tilt lenses, but I just discovered they went out 3 years ago.
Great. That sounds incomprehensible. I'm going to suggest a change to the treatment to confirm your degree of spinelessness.
I'll agree to that change and ignore it once I get the job.
So you'll be our puppet?
Sure, for the most part, just as long as you allow me the illusion of being in control instead of the hack-failed filmmaker that I am.
Great. Well, it's going to be fun producing this blight on our culture.
Yeah.
I look forward to sleeping with you.
Me too.